Far left-back Jessica Cisneros surges in poll against Texas Democrat Rep. Henry Cuellar. By Jacob Bliss on December 16, 2021. Jessica Cisneros, the far left-back primary opponent to Texas Democrat incumbent Rep. Henry Cuellar, led in a hypothetical primary poll in the battleground district and took a more significant lead after signing the U.S. Term Limits, USTL, pledge. Cisneros edged out Cuellar by 1 point in the poll, 36-35%, when the likely Democrat voters in Texas's 28th district were asked about the two candidates. However, the poll revealed that Cisneros surged with likely Democrat voters in the district by 35 points, 57-22%, when the respondents were told that Cisneros signed a USTL pledge in support of a constitutional amendment while Cuellar opposes term limits. The poll also found that 84% of the respondents support congressional term limits, and 74% said they preferred putting a limit of 6 years on House members. This poll confirms that voters are tired of the status quo in Washington and ready for change, said the executive director of U.S. Term Limits Nick Tumolides. We applaud Jessica Cisneros for signing the pledge and making a commitment to support real term limits on Congress. The Digital Journal acknowledged that Cuellar has refused to sign the U.S. Term Limits Pledge. If elected, Cisneros signing the pledge means she would co-sponsor and vote for the amendment to limit House members to 3 terms and senators to 2 terms, Digital Journal noted. The poll was released on December 16 and conducted by RMG Research, a group owned and operated by Scott Rasmussen. There were 400 potential primary Democrat voters from Texas's 28th district who were asked the survey questions. No margin of error was given. In recent months, Cisneros has garnished endorsements from Cuellar's far-left colleagues in the House and Senate, such as Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, as well as left-leaning organizations such as the Sunrise Movement, NARAL, and Emily's List. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.